Charlotte and Leopold. The True Story of the Original People's Princess. Written by James Chambers. Narrated by Gilly Bond. Prologue. Daughter of England. No one knows better than a medical man how to kill himself. Sir Richard Croft did it very neatly. He slouched in a tall wing chair and put a pistol in his mouth. When he pulled the trigger, his blood and brains were caught by the back of the chair. Only the bullet tore on through into the wall. For the last 3 months, the tall, grey, dignified and normally overconfident Sir Richard had been suffering from serious depression. So what he did was hardly a surprise to anyone. Yet, even so, it must have seemed selfishly melodramatic to do it in someone else's house rather than in the privacy of his own. Despite his imposing manner, Sir Richard was not an eminent or even qualified physician. He was merely the most fashionable of the many accoucheurs or men midwives who practised in England at the beginning of the 19th century, and his title was an inherited baronetcy rather than a well-earned knighthood. On the day of his death, he was attending a patient, the wife of a rich clergyman, who was about to give birth in their large house in London's Harley Street. After a preliminary examination, he had, as usual, left his patient alone with her husband and gone downstairs to wait for the next contractions. Shown by a servant into the study, he had selected a book, and somehow, unusually...